Well, Turkey's ambassador to Australia is Korhan Karakoç. He joined me a short time ago. Ambassador, thank you for your time today. Australia's Prime Minister has stressed he's concerned about the attacks on Kurdish forces today by Turkey. The opposition in Australia is in lockstep. How do you respond?
Well, I think such concerns are redundant because this operation will only serve to the stability and peace of the region. Let me tell you why. Because the objectives of this operation are crystal clear to us. First of all, we will ensure our border security. We will neutralize the terrorist groups in the region. And in the middle term, we will facilitate safely and voluntary return of displaced Syrians in our country. And in the long run, we will contribute to the territorial integrity of Syria.
So why is it that so many very senior people from the NATO Secretary General through to generals in the United States through to politicians around the country are saying that this is a dangerous moment, that you could unleash ISIS all over again?
Well, it is a risky operation, that's for sure. But you know, we made it very clear to our allies about our expectations and sensitivities regarding the presence of PYD terrorist organization in our border area. And we repeatedly warned them and we brought to their attention that it's a huge mistake to fight with a terrorist organization with the help of another terrorist organization. Unfortunately, some of our allies opted to have this tactical engagement, and at this stage, you know, no one should expect Turkey to tolerate the presence of a terrorist organization operating actively in our border area.
And of course, when you say a terrorist organization, the PYD, as you said, you're referring to the Kurds.
I meant PYD, which is the affiliated body of PKK. Yeah,
the Kurds. So,
I'm not referring to Kurds. I mean, this operation is not against Syrian Kurds. This operation is only against terrorist organization.
But the group you're talking about is the Syrian Kurds, is it not? Those who were
It's the armed section, and these are the part of the Kurdish population, that is true. But let me remind you one thing. We are hosting almost 4 million Syrians in our territory, and 300,000 of them are, in fact, Kurds.
So would you not agree, as some have claimed, that this is Turkey pursuing its historic loathing of the Kurds across the Syrian border?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, this safe zone, I mean, it's a limited operation, first of all, and this safe zone will serve for the stability and peace of the local people up there. And we can also, I mean, the safe returns of some displaced Syrians from Turkey is very important for us, and that will enable us as well.
Do you accept, though, that the Kurdish forces in Syria were key to containing ISIS in the northeast of the country?
Well, I still believe that it was a huge mistake to somehow cooperate with a terrorist organization in order to fight another terrorist organization. But we were there. I mean, Turkey as a NATO ally was ready. And in fact, Turkey has been at the forefront of the struggle against Daesh. And therefore, I have to disagree with that assumption.
How do you then intend to ensure that ISIS is not unleashed again in Syria and indeed in Iraq, which is also very restive at the moment?
Believe me, the future of detained Daesh members is of paramount importance to us as well. All deconfliction channels are open and will remain open in order to prevent any incident that may harm the struggle against Daesh. And also, of course, a collective action is needed for in the long run. We believe the most viable solution is the repatriation of of Daesh members by their countries of origin. And for that end, I believe we will be ready to coordinate with our friends and allies.
And finally, Donald Trump has promised in his infinite wisdom, those are his words, to wipe the Turkish economy, to wipe the Turkish economy off the map if it steps out of line against the Kurds. Do you fear economic consequences?
Well, not really, because the country is united behind this operation. I mean, the Turkish public opinion, the Turkish people, and we are famous with our resilience. And I believe that the operation in the middle term will bring some positive outcomes to the stability of the region, and all our friends and allies will be happy with, will be content with the outcome.
Ambassador Karakoç, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Turkey's ambassador to Australia, Korhan Karakoç.